Love is a changing relationship. It is not stable. Hence the marriage came into existence. Marriage is the death of love. Yes, you make a beautiful samadhi, a marble samadhi, a beautiful memorial, but it is a grave, whatever you call it. But why every society around the world decided for it? It can't be just coincidence. They decided to unburden the individual from turmoil, tension, anxiety, anguish, to protect the family, the children, their future. And millions of people have followed that. And for thousands of years, nobody has raised a question. Nobody has even worked into depth why marriage is needed at all. It is needed because love alone won't do. Today it is there, it is a guest. Yes, when it is there, it is too much there, overflowingly there. But just the same, when it goes completely, as if it has never been there. It comes with great ado, fills your whole being, gives you the feeling that all is achieved. But when it goes, it slips so silently that it does not make even a sound that it is going. You don't hear even the footsteps when it has gone. You come to know only when it is no more there. And the same way, when it goes, you feel all is lost. If you are intelligent, which very few people are, if you are intelligent, you will be grateful for those beautiful moments that came and are gone. You will be tremendously grateful because there was no necessity even for those few moments to come. They had come on their own, not asking whether you are worthy of them or not. They gave you a tremendous experience a taste of life, a feeling of flowering. If you are intelligent, those moments will remain always with you, young, fresh, still fragrant, and will make your capacity to love deeper, intenser. But very few people are intelligent. 99% will be in despair, angry. They will forget all those beautiful moments immediately, because love has deceived. Now, this is your own idea. Love has never said to you that I am going to remain here forever. It was your assumption. You have assumed, for which love is not responsible. You were not the master of its coming. How can you be the master and force it to stay, not to go? But 99% people are unintelligent. Still, that's where evolution has reached. Those 99% people will turn those moments of love into moments of hate. They will hate the person. They will throw all responsibility on the person. They will try in every way to make the other person feel guilty that you deceived, cheated. And the same the other person is going to do, because he also belongs to the 99%. So those who were lovers will become enemies. Where there was love, will be now hate, revengefulness. To avoid this all the societies have tried, that before you are caught in the whirlwind of love affair, you should be married. Hence, child marriage was the general rule all over the world. You should not be allowed to be adult, because then it is beyond you. The love may strike you. So it is good to be on the safer side. All the societies have tried. Love has to be kept as far away from your life as possible.